And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
All alone, it was a ghetto.
Your team sucks.
Fun. But yeah, we'll just go with it, I guess. I
don't know. It's fine. Insane.
You're going to be okay. I swear.
Okay.
I believe in you. I think. What else are you eating over there? Grapes?
Blueberries. You got one?
Or those also
now,
in the backpack?
Now I do.
Yeah.
In the backpack.
Are they warm blueberries? I don't know if I want this now. I still want it. It's
They're actually pretty cool.
All of this is definitely part of the podcast, just so you know.
I hope it is.
Me chewing this blueberry is going to be part of it.
ASMR,
too.
Okay. Baby.
Yeah, can you hear me chewing them?
Yeah. Yep, 100%. Can't wait. And welcome, everybody, to the JKSL podcast. This is the last little bit I get out of this for 1 week. What is it? Week six? Six, seven? I don't know. We're almost done with the season.
Week six.
Week six to seven, we're gonna be doing it. Week six into seven, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that we can do this every time now. I every time I forget which way we go with it. But the league was great yesterday. It doesn't matter if Topper was there or not, so it turns out we don't actually need him, which is cool.
Perfect.
Jeff Kroll shows up at 8. I found out today, before we get into who's here, Jeff Kroll shows up at 8 o'clock. You guys show up at 8 o'clock every day?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. Like, I expect that out of him. I didn't really expect it out of you. I didn't know you were there at 8 o'clock. How long does it take you to set up one folding table?
Well, you gotta go put the field signs out. You gotta put all those other freaking signs out.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. But yeah, get the cones ready. If you don't lay out the cones specifically for the refs, it's like they take whatever they want. They'll take more cones than they need for every field, and
I used to think that I thought the refs who like started on the field were supposed to do it.
They are, but when Breakfast Club, I mean, half the refs are late.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so I get it, so that's fine.
We don't necessarily always set up the fields for them, but we get the cones organized for them, you know, so they know to take 12.
That's fair. Well, isn't that why we got different colors, too? Whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll play with it some other time. Okay, so anyway, as people can tell, Topper is here, even though he was not here yesterday. Topper, how was your golf tournament? How'd everything go?
It was cold.
Yeah?
Cold.
Are you sore?
I mean, a little sore, but I think more sore because I ran into Molly and Raina later in the evening.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
And, on the plus side, they probably don't remember it.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't.
Good? I don't know.
Well, you know, we had to get them shots.
I guess you had to,
naturally.
Oh, naturally. So my question for you then is, did you miss the league?
Oh, of course, yeah.
It didn't feel like a vacation?
No.
No? Oh, it's kind of adorable. My usual one, so Jeff Kroll's not here. We have Emily Schilling back to be the kind of like constant for my life. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Welcome. You're here to read scores.
Yes,
I'm excited.
That's what I do.
Give us a little insight to the day. And then our guests that people care about. Kidding. But
Ooh, nice.
I don't know if I'm kidding about you or her. That's true. Andrew Kiesag is here. He hasn't been on in quite a minute, right?
Yeah, a few years maybe.
Glad you can come back on,
yes.
Of course. So we don't really need to get into you. And Andy Deke is here. He's the new one that we're going to grill for a minute.
Your voices.
This definitely came together, just drunk at the bar, where I was like, hey, you guys should all be people that come on the podcast tomorrow. And it worked out really well. So
it's really hard to talk people into doing things at the bar.
After a couple drinks.
It's really not that hard. Actually, more people come up to me now and say, I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of it. And I go, cool, see you at noon tomorrow. And they're like, oh, I can do it tomorrow.
But I actually wanted me to do it. Yikes.
Hold on. Whoa. You get to hang out here, and if you wanted to, just jump in the pool afterwards. It's not a hard sell.
Honestly. Not at all.
No. I'm just upset no one brought a dog.
You know what? I'm okay with it this week.
You led with these questions.
I guess I should have brought a dog. That's on me then. It's on me.
Buy a dog and bring him next week.
Perfect.
Yeah. Wow. That's adorable. You're going to adopt, though? Adopt, don't you?
No, return it.
That's my guy. Right now. That's so sad.
Do
that to dogs?
You know.
I would keep the return dog. You live here now, dog. So, Deke, we'll start with you as the person who hasn't been on the show before. How did you get involved with the league? How did you get to this point in your life?
Yeah, so I've been playing the league since right out of high school, I think. It's been
when's that?
10 years, 11 years.
You've been in the league for 10 years?
Yeah, I think
I feel like I just met you two seasons ago or during COVID.
I'm very, that's what everyone says. I'm like, guys, I've been here since the ECC North is, so I don't.
There's no way.
Yeah, I used to play with Moose Knuckles way back when we were first at Anchor Buffalo.
Right.
And then, And then everyone got pregnant and married and kind of dismantled.
Oh, it's the worst.
Then I played with John Satin on Uncle Rico's for like 4 years.
Okay.
And then he's like, well, I'm not making a team anymore because we all got screwed last year.
And then they made a team.
And they made a team. And I'm not on it. So.
But are you happier that you're not on it?
Yeah, I'm very happy on Free Ballers. You know, yeah. George is my quarterback now, so.
That's fun.
Heard to win a chip.
Oh, are you?
We better.
Well, well okay. we Suns better. Are in your division, so I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
I missed the first game against the Suns, so.
Oh, that's, me too. That's the difference? That's the X factor. Oh, there's the other difference. That, you guys clearly even each other out. No, so that's fine.
Obviously.
I love it so much. So, holy crap. I love that you have no idea that he's been in your league for 11 years. Like, I know you don't know the people all the time, but come on.
Well, I mean, first of all, Moose Knuckles, I mean, we were never in the same division as Moose Knuckles, so.
You
never,
run the league. It doesn't matter. You should know all of this.
Have we ever had conversations before? I feel like all of a sudden you just started showing up when we did the Topper Sports Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. That was
super cool. I'm like, who's this kid?
No, I know that isn't like the first time you've been a part of the league because I've seen you before. Like I do remember. I don't remember 10 years ago, but I don't remember 10 days ago either. But I do recall like we had spoken before after like I think we did one of Moe's tournaments or something. That's when I first like actually spoke to you like a million years ago. Yeah. And then like you said, the random Zoom meetings where it was like, oh, Deke's on this. This is cool. Let's just roll with it. Whatever, the world was ending, so we didn't have anything else to do but make new friends, apparently, that we didn't get to hang out with. So
I think, Deke, you ended up staying up one of those Zoom meetings while I played online poker.
Absolutely.
I just remember your roommate being naked in the background.
I bet you do.
Things happen. We did a lot of shots that night. It was a good night.
Smoking like a true TSL.
Have you ever been to any of our banquets?
No.
What
see,
the f- no. That's why nobody knows
right. Well, see, the issue is that everyone that I've met in the league, I always meet afterwards at the bar, and then nobody remembers anything. So.
Fair. Fair.
We talked about the wine tournament on the way here.
Exactly. Good. Wanted to plan that. Haven't done that yet.
Well, this is your year.
These last 10 years? God damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. Existing, but not existing. It's
so this is what I'm saying. He's played in the league, but has he really... played in the league.
Yeah.
I guess the experience in the league can be two different things. If you show up, like, did you just show up, play, and take off then? Or, like, did you hang out all the time and people just didn't know you existed? That'd be amazing.
Most of the teams I was on, like, didn't want to hang out. So yeah, I didn't know anyone, so I didn't want to stay by myself. So
that's fair. Mm-hmm. And now that you're staying around, you're you're realizing how much better it is that way.
Oh, 1,000%.
Because
you're
there every
day. I also live 5 minutes away from Anger Buffalo. So
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, very easy to get back and forth.
That's perfect. Yeah. I love all that. It's exciting. It isn't just on you. It's not on you. You're right. He didn't come to the banquet, which is the way to remember and forget everybody forever. The wine tournament is, again, one of our big things that are coming up. August 14th, by the way, people. I don't know. When are you planning on...
Oh, man.
When are you planning on dropping like registrations for that and all that stuff?
Oh, soon. I just got to get the contract firmed up.
I'm a free agent. Just putting it out there.
So are a lot of people, except for maybe like half of your team.
Yeah.
Whatever. I just... do what they ask. So wine tournament is awesome. So yeah, no, you'll have a definitely blast with that. And you have to come to the banquet now after we just had this conversation. And do you also Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
So perfect.
There my team's undefeated, so jot that down.
Well, you wouldn't have been if Topper showed up yesterday.
Wow.
That, I don't know if that's entirely true.
I don't know
true.
About a 30-point difference.
Maybe the other way. You don't. No, you're not. I'm sorry. I can't joke about it.
Was that Breakfast Club draft here? How did that take place? Because how did my roster become?
We do it always at a winery.
Oh, okay.
Like we're as you can tell, we're up here in Sanborn, but Topper knows like every winery in maybe like a 30-mile radius from this point.
I love that.
So he just going to say, "Hey, I'm going to have 8 females show up, and we're going to do a draft and drink your wine." And people just go, "Okay, we'll open up the place secret." For one time, we did it early, had breakfast pizza. It was a little bit later after they closed, but yeah, we go to the winery and. Hang out there, drink wine, and the girls do basically. It's like a fancy football draft at that point.
That's amazing.
And a lot of times, people like don't know names, so they're googling them checking them out on Facebook. Everybody's like discussing who is this person.
Reports, all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one thing I always said. Like the hardest thing about Breakfast Club, the drafts for them, is like they don't know who everybody is. And we just proved that. You just told me that you've been in the league for a decade, and Topper didn't know that. so you know, other people who don't run the league, they're not going to know who every single name is. And I always wanted to say, like, this is when I wanted to be Breakfast Club commissioner. And I think if you sign up for Breakfast Club, you got to, like, submit a picture of yourself. So people can be like, oh, it's that guy. Because there's many times that they'll be like, oh, I took this person whose name I don't know in the 6th round. And you're like, oh, it was that guy who plays D1. This is going to change the league. Mm-hmm. Crap. Yeah. So maybe we'll figure that out someday, but we really, really won't because this is still fun. But yeah, that's
And we put a central scouting report list together of all the players.
Yes. Where we do. Ranked. We do. We definitely. Really? Yeah, we got
to
go in the ranks.
Hand it out to each of the captains.
Love it.
Just for the cheat sheet.
Yeah, it's not as good as it used to be when Lenny used to go like in crazy in depth about everything, and I think he would have like heights and weights listed somehow. But
El Pepper Lenny,
yeah. So it's super cool. Yesterday was a great day. I don't get it. You said it was cold. I don't feel like it was that cold.
I thought it was cold in the morning. But by the afternoon, really? It was nice.
Like the sun came out, yes. And I was just like, "This sucks." But I wasn't paying too much attention to it either. I was busy, but it was a ton of fun. I had a blast as always. But how did your days go? What'd you do?
I had a great time. Did you really? Actually played in 5 games, so.
That's breaking records, right? No, yeah. It's not. We just did 5 days, 5 games last week.
Yeah. Everyone does 5 games now.
Right, that's the old.
It's the norm.
Dude, you know, I was thinking though, we gotta get a 40-year plan guy to play every game one Saturday.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be amazing.
Can we make him do it in makeup again?
Yes, of course we can. Well, Blaze was supposed to end up taking the clown bet, but he bailed. It was very sad.
It's very Blazy.
We almost had it. We'll get him. We'll get him. All it is, he bailed on the clown bet and instead impaled himself on a fence. So, like, there's your TSL card, I guess.
Yeah.
But which he's okay, which I'm glad to hear about. I don't want to make fun of anybody getting actually injured, but...
Yeah.
Well, that's just a really loud construction vehicle.
Tractor.
You can definitely hear that. That's cool. Just building another neighbor for you. I love it. It's true. Okay, so... There was a lot of football. There was a lot of fun. Let's get right into the Breakfast Club games. And actually, there was a 9 o'clock game, too, we're going to talk about.
There was.
Yep. So the 9 o'clock games. There was Sticky Bandits, 34, Public Enemy, 43. And then the Breakfast Club games was Valkyries, 26, to former Stone Cold Kellers, now Keller Whales, 24.
I love it. What? Why are you giving me that look?
The That's Amigos, what the Kellers wanted.
All right.
18, to Great White Clarks. 62? Is that real life?
You guys got murdered.
I'm sorry. I
you took so much abuse yesterday, you don't remember
it. Yeah.
I couldn't make up 40 points.
Peanut Butter Kelly Time, 24, to Drive Me Crazy, 22, and Step It Up a Notch, 27, to Robin's Nest, 43.
Okay, well, why don't you guys talk about the Great White Clarks Amigos game there and say how poorly it truly went.
I would love to talk about that.
I bet you would. I bet you would. I'd like to hear the two sides of this coin. Please, try to spin it for me.
I thought that we were doing well the first half, and then an interception changed the momentum, and then they just kept scoring scoring and scoring.
I don't think they ever stopped.
No. They're still scoring.
Well, they hit a 62.
I definitely think it would have been a different game if Top was there, because we might have had
70
three then? Interceptions that turned into gender pitches. So, yeah.
Not that I would chase anyone down after throwing a pick.
We were definitely
missing. Apparently nobody else did either. So.
Yeah. We were missing a couple of our...
Everybody was. Like, that's the one thing about Memorial Day week is that most teams are basically shot. I mean, I know the sub list was, like, exhausted. It was just, like, a thing where it was like, hey, 14 people have called me, not doing it. Or people are not going to be there. It's tough. But
I'm looking forward to a rematch when we actually have our team to see how we match up.
I think you guys are going to be the 2 seed, so I'd be like, we'll see you in the championship.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. A lot of things. Aren't the teams pretty close, though? Like I think a lot of the teams.
I think everyone's like
4-2 or 3-2,
so basically 1 week can just change everything. I forget how many more weeks of regular season do we have for this?
Breakfast Club.
One
regular season week, and then playoffs start week 8.
Oh, so the 12th is going to be that one. Okay. Oh, that explains it, because that's why we got to talk about really quick about Garrett, because Garrett is raising money for his sister's multiple sclerosis walk, and he's doing a real cool thing about it. And he decided that he was going to like put tiers of like. Things that'll happen. So if we as a league raise enough money, he's gonna do just dumb shit, which is cool. So if we get to like you said, he was gonna play shoeless regardless to help raise awareness, which it goes back to a story where he had forgotten his cleats for a Breakfast Club game, so he just played barefoot. So he's gonna like redo that. But if we get to a grand before Saturday, which I think we're pretty close to already, if not over it. Yeah, a lot of people jumped on this.
Oh, nice.
And after 1,000, he's going to play in his underwear on top of it. So I think that's what we're going to see Saturday morning. Congrats, everybody. If we get to
I don't know if that's a win or not, but all right.
I'm already thinking we're all losing.
The big one. So, well, if we get to
that next plateau really fast.
The next plateau is, so if we get to $2,000, we're going to be able to shave his head at the fields.
All right.
And then if we get to $5,000, he said he's going to get a TSL tattoo.
Yeah, so let's get to $5,000.
Well, see, that's the thing, and I told him right away. I go, you know, you're lucky because if Leonard Elb was alive, he'd have already donated $5,001 just to make sure that it was over. And he would be screwed. So Garrett's already starting to look at tattoo shops and like, because he's never wanted a tattoo, but he's a man of his word. And he said, I open my mouth, I'm going to do it. So he might get it like on his foot or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So it'd be cool. You have to make this happen. Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, that's what I said to him. I go, we're going to get as close as possible. And I'm pretty sure you're just going to finish this off. Like, I'm relatively sure that you've spent more money on less stuff. So I'm looking at it all this podcast stuff, but oh, and this garage, yeah, and everything, and the ambient lighting. We can just keep going shit you spent money on, but whatever. We have to sell the ATV to get Garrett a tattoo. Everybody wins, right? What else happened? So, Andrew, you were playing for Sticky, I assume, so you didn't even play in your Breakfast Club game, correct?
Yeah, I skipped out on the Killer Whale game.
Okay, so, I mean, you guys lost to Public Enemy, but you didn't get killed by Public Enemy. So how did that game go?
No, so it started off really well. It was just back and forth, and we had our first touchdown on the first drive, which for us was a big win because Public Enemy defeated us. We were skunked the first time we played them, which is the first time that's ever happened to us. Sure Jeff Kroll has like a story.
What does skunked mean? Just shut out?
Yeah, shut out.
Oh, no, that was the second time in history. The only other team that did that was me.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, so it was just like a moral victory just to score points. And then we actually were up a little bit. Kevin Zach, who used to play on Marketing Mayors, I think, he had a great pick six when Cheryl was throwing the ball on like a, you know, just like, let's get more points kind of thing. Cheryl threw it at like the 1 yard line.
They're trying to get the gender touchdown.
Yeah, Botch had like this amazing catch or something, and you know it's at the one, so you know have the girl throw, and Kevin just like he knew exactly what's happening because you know he's probably played them 1,000 times. He picks it, you know, gets the touchdown, and it was just back and forth. And if it's like, I think the thing with D1 is it's you know 3 or 4 different plays and the game's different. But
But hey, yeah. I mean, let's face it, it's a moral victory in a way, which I hate talking about that, but like. Mm-hmm. You guys are getting smacked around in the beginning, and now it's like you're competing, which is what you wanted.
Yeah,
you're
we feel like a D1 team now, which is
really
nice.
Cool. As for our game, Peanut Butter Kelly time, we beat Drive Me Crazy. We were shorthanded. We had to Iron Man it. They were shorthanded, but they ended up getting subs. Yeah. They were lucky enough to have people on the sideline. It was crazy. We didn't have Kyle and everything. I threw. It was great.
Yeah, I actually saw you had a really good throw.
Yeah, I had a few of them. It wasn't bad this time around, and yeah, we came out with the win real late. It was really cool. But the best part, of course, is that Mr. Thompson mossed his own son, and we just made fun of Josh the whole time.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Like, they threw it right to him, right in front of him. He snatched it out of the air. He's amazing.
Yeah,
Mr.
He's
Thompson's,
great.
Like, jumping 30 feet in the air. It's like Tecmo Super Bowl, where he just goes forever and comes down with
it. He also dives for him, too.
He does not. Yeah, he's probably the hardest-working player in the league, and I don't feel bad saying that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So, I mean, those Thompsons have great genetics, and we see where they get it from now. But that game was a ton of fun. And so, Andrew, did you know anything about your Breakfast Club game?
No.
Okay, cool. I don't care anymore.
I'll be honest.
No,
I didn't even ask.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It's fine. But that's it. Again, I don't know what happened to the other game because I was playing in mine. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to move on to 10 o'clock.
So 10 o'clock games. Tight ends in motion, 51 to Sticky Bandits, 24. Show me them TDs forfeited to Breast Friends. All we do is Quinn, 30 to Untouchables, 24. Frodo was 27 to Vaspian, 23, and Itches and O's was 0 to the Free Ballers, 51.
You want to just talk about it now?
Yeah.
You want to gloat?
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Deserve it.
Is this the first time in history that a team has quit right after halftime?
No, it can't be. People have quit before.
Oh, yeah.
People have definitely bailed before, but man, 16 minutes left in the game, that is a beatdown.
They have their full squad, they said. They just had a bad game, but their quarterback threw, I think, 6 interceptions in the first half.
That'll do it.
51-0. At one point, he's like, listen, can we just have one more drive? We're like, okay. Throws another pick, proceeds to say, F this, I'm done. And they all walked off the field. 16 minutes to go.
Well, that is
a good show.
I wish I was there.
That is amazing. Yeah, because I had seen, I was at the bar there with my team after Breakfast Club, but I was coming back because I played at 11, and the captain of that team was literally just, like we talked about, was ripping into Travis about nobody knows anything about their own rule, but just a lot of whining.
He was getting into Billy about one call that did not affect the game at all.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, all right, cool. I think the call was about the rule of, like, you know how, like, if you catch the ball, you're supposed to stop moving?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, guess what? If you are running a go and the person catches the ball behind you, you don't see it right away. Yeah, you're going to be moving a little bit before you realize you have to
stop. That's exactly what happens.
And exactly.
And I'm sure that person didn't block anybody.
No.
You
recognize and you stop.
And then he blocked me because I ran into him.
There you go. And that's where Travis like was saying to him, like, it's up to referee's discretion for that, because you can tell when somebody is just finishing their route and realizing, oh shit, I'm not going to run anymore, or oh, I'm going to continue because I messed up and I didn't, you know, running on purpose, essentially.
In that situation, it's a dead ball at that spot, right?
Yeah, it becomes blocking, so it becomes that way.
So we got an extra maybe 5 yards, and next play threw a Hail Mary for a touchdown anyway. So it doesn't happen. So.
Right. It didn't matter. I mean, I understand wanting to, like, pick on the rules a little bit to always want them to be clear, but at some point you're just, like, you're grasping at straws and people don't care anymore. And if you're going to be, like, a total douche about it, people are going to extra not care. Can't really explain that any better, so It sucks. Like I nobody wants to see a team get murdered like that or quit because like that's sad. But don't be a dick about it.
They and didn't help themselves.
Don't sit there and like threaten that you're going to leave the league and it's going to ruin it for us. Because guess what? We don't need you. Like we'll be perfectly okay. And I don't mean that to be like a jerk, but like come on.
There's nine other teams in that division.
Exactly. Things are gonna be a-okay. Don't worry about it. So let's see. Best Friends ended up getting the forfeit win.
Yep.
Untouchables really playing Quinn very well there. 30-24. Quinn does take it, but Untouchables are showing that they got a little bit of life to them as we're getting closer to the playoffs, which is really cool.
And yep. Sticky lost their second game of the day, Andrew.
Yeah.
That's a rough week, right? You play Public Enemy and then you play tight ends. But I will gladly say Dave Baker only had two touchdowns in the Sticky rematch. So
what do you guys focus on?
Yeah, no, we didn't cover anyone else. Derek was wide open, you know, Hail Marys every play. But Dave Baker was held to two touchdowns.
Good.
You know, bro's phenomenal. Eric's great. I don't want to say that, but
I know you don't want
it's on the record
it
now.
It hurts,
so.
But it happens.
Yeah.
Can't get more official than this.
Yeah, really. It's on there.
So you just got to play both teams.
Yes.
Were they both at full strength or not?
I think Public Enemy was missing. They didn't have any extra girls, so their girls were going Iron Man.
Well, they only have Misty, and I know she pulled her quad. So, yeah. Cheryl and Heather prefer to just play.
Yeah.
I don't know if Heather was there. I didn't see her, but yeah. I know
but Cheryl's they had everybody beyond that, I think.
Okay.
And tight ends had everyone except for Lindsay Stoddard, who's, like, barely there anyways.
Right. But. Okay, so then here's my question. Now that you just played and got beat up by both of them, who's better?
It's so...
Yes.
Challenging.
No,
because,
don't make excuses. Just make the call.
I think Public Enemy will beat tight ends.
Okay.
Like, any time.
Okay.
But they play so differently.
Okay, that's fine. Well, that's what I wanted to hear, the Public Enemy will win thing.
Yeah.
Basically, I want your prediction for the D1 championship.
Yeah.
That's
well,
where we're headed.
Championship, that's a little...
No, it's not. Don't get it twisted yet. I'm sorry.
11 o'clock, Sticky's almost allowed 100 points in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a day. And then what were the other games there? Oh, the last game was Frodo played Vaspian. Vaspian... Only down by four. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was.
They probably had Drew, right? Did they? Have
they
Drew?
Didn't have Drew actually. They
actually
no, they
didn't.
Really
oh, that's right.
Well.
Drew had to go out.
They mm-hmm. traded. They played us really well. I also think we played very smart in the first half, and then Garrett just couldn't seem to connect with us the second half.
Was he just trying to throw it long every time? Then after that, the Garrett.
Yeah.
It's fine. I get it. I know what he does. I've played with
yeah.
him enough. Like he gets
yeah.
in that zone where he wants to just throw bombs every time, and mm-hmm. that's
and then
where
it was it wasn't there. And then by that time it was already fifth down, and we were still down at
mm-hmm.
our 5 yard line. And so luckily we came out with the win.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do I think we were the better team in that match? No, I think Vaspian played us very, very well.
Yeah, it was funny. So we played at Breakfast Club against Drive Me Crazy, where Brian, the quarterback for Vaspian, we were playing against him. And
yeah.
he's very, very good at taking the snap and staring exactly where he's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of the, because I know he's learning to be a quarterback. And, you know, that helped us in our Breakfast Club game because, like, we just could see it coming. Or he would call a route at the line, but he would look exactly where he wanted that person he was talking to go. So, like, you'd be like, oh, this is. All right, cool, they're going to go this way now. Really easy to defend, and that helped us tremendously. So I told him after the game, because obviously I'm not telling him during it, but after I'm like, hey, man, this is one of the things you're doing, which like is probably hurting you more. Like you're making it so obvious what your read is and where you're telling people to go that it makes it a lot easier to play defense against you, and you need to like fix that. And he said he did that during the game against you guys, and things went a lot better for them. So hopefully that'll be better. But he did say that they were going to go to D4 next year and just – try to get their shit together, and that's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
I think it's super okay.
I think they'll do well in D4.
It's such people have that like macho thing of I don't want to drop a division. Well, guess what? Mountain Dew Me did it. They got beat up in D4. They went down, destroyed D5, figured it out. Now they're doing very well in D2. So like, it's okay
that's
to like
Jill.
Yeah, well, you're right. That's I know why. But
and all the various men who look the same.
Right.
They're all just fast, quick little guys.
I went to college with one of them. Jordan,
which
the
one?
The blonde, the long blonde hair, who always wears the headband.
Yes.
Yeah, he has a degree in math. I think he's like a wrestling coach.
Okay.
I don't know if that means anything, but
it means a lot. I just
okay.
don't know what.
You should
yet.
Get one of them on
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
we should, but I won't know which one it is. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
They're more than welcome to come. Anybody
mm-hmm.
is more than welcome to come on this podcast. They just got to make the drive out or get a ride.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. All right, let's move on to 11 o'clock then.
11 o'clock games. Public Enemy 44 to Sloppy Seconds 43. ANA 37 to Mountain Dew Me 44. Scared Hitless 19 to Peachy Platoon 24, the Bams 46 to Wasted Potential 26, and Grave Bros 38 to Lanny's Ladies 42.
Cool. All right, so let's shout out Sloppy Seconds really quickly because they only lost to Public Enemy by one. That's awesome. And I mean, you had just said that most of them were there, so it's
yep.
not like PE was like playing shorthanded. I don't know who showed up for Sloppy Seconds. I know that I
they had Ben, yeah. They had Ryan, they had Ben's one like cousin friend kind of thing.
Cousin
but,
friend.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Okay,
but yeah, he's a younger guy, very right. fast.
Did you watch the game then? You
sound like I watched okay. like the start of it. Like Alex looked better than ever. Like he was just connecting. I think they're at that point in the season now where rather than trying to figure each other out, they're just playing together.
Right.
So
that's really cool though. Like you can see that for a lot of teams
yeah.
for sure. Mountain Dew came out with a win over A&A because, I mean, Travis is throwing for them with Maddie still out. That was a big game there. I'm not saying I'm surprised by it, but I just maybe A&A couldn't keep up with Mountain Dew because they're just so fast. They're just,
yeah.
It's fast. Like they're playing at like 1.5 speed of the regular team.
You know, they actually like have Mountain Dew bottles on the sidelines. Like that's what they drink.
Is it Mountain Dew?
I
is
kid like, you not. It's Mountain Dew.
Or is it like us hiding alcohol like we like to do?
But it's like Gatorade. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've seen them just... It's a bottle of Mountain Dew. I assume it's Mountain Dew, which is disgusting to be drinking
that
when you're playing.
The worst thing I've ever heard of that.
Right?
There's no way.
They at least have the bottles. So.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're sponsored. Who knows?
That'd be amazing if they're sponsored.
I mean, their name. Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
That's so much fun. PG Platoon played Scared Hitless. I know nothing about the game.
That was a close game.
Yeah, PG came out with the win. Good on Scared Hitless for... close again. Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds like I'm trying to like I'm talking it. Shit, but I'm yeah. not. Like it's hard to move up a division and they're improving and that's
mm-hmm.
that's really good to see. Wasted Potential I know didn't have Coach Jay throwing, so
yeah,
I'm sure that played.
Was, yeah, it did play a role.
Yeah, who threw then, do you know?
Derek Pugh.
Oh, okay.
He's also a great QB, but I think Wasted Potential is having trouble figuring out defense right now.
Well, they allowed 46 points to the band, so yeah, that would
yes.
probably
yeah.
probably do it. And then the last game, Lenny's Ladies, we came out with a win over Graves Brothers. I thought it was going to be a bad one because we were down 20-0 pretty quick. The usual,
wow.
Well, our defense, we still are working on figuring out defense. The problem is that, unfortunately, due to the scheduling, and that's not a shot at you, it's just what it is, we have half of our team missing every week. What are you going to do? It happens. But now we're really figuring it out. And like I said, we were down 20-0. We went down and scored, and then, of course, they get a pick two on the conversion. So it's like, this is awful. And then all of a sudden, just... the defense figured it out. Like, we were covering the right spots, and they were dropping balls, and all of a sudden, we just kept coming back, and we kept scoring. Like, they would go man, but our girls, like Robin's super good. Katie Swanson finally got to play. Like, they're just getting open, and they're making, like, Caitlin Mason from Buffalo Vice made, like, an amazing, like, one-handed grab and just scampered away for a touchdown. Like, they're playing really well, and despite, in spite of their quarterback, so now I know how you feel all the time, Topper, but
thank you.
It was awesome. It was a great win. We ended up going up, like, 18 late, so, like... like, they scored a touchdown at the end that didn't matter, so whatever. But it was a big win. Like, I think that'll probably put us in the playoffs. And I'm really excited for the future there, for sure. Let's go to 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock games. Eyes Downtown, 34 to Weissel Series, 33. XTC, 17 to Slytherin. That End Zone, 20. Tox, to 28 to Woodpeckers, 21. Free Ballers, 30 to Cobblestone, 22. And then Victoria's Secret, 24 to Spinelli's Plumbing, 58.
Okay, Free Ballers, let's talk about it.
How was Daryl's hair?
It was blowing in that wind.
Good. Absolutely.
I thought it was a beautiful sight.
It's everything you ever want.
Yeah, so George threw two interceptions in our first two drives, and then our third drive we got stopped on the one. So we were down 16-0 and then 22-10 at halftime, and then just shut him out in the second half.
That'll do it.
George threw some amazing passes in the second half. When
yeah.
he gets out of his own head, he's not a bad quarterback.
You can say that about a lot of people, though, like quarterback-wise, because it's such a... when you're messed up as a quarterback, Topper, you'll understand this. When your brain's scrambled, like, it just things can go poorly quickly and they just keep going
fast.
Poorly.
Yep.
Yeah.
I also think it helps because your team is so positive this week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it definitely helps when your team.
Are you saying they're not normally positive?
No, they normally are, but last week was rough for them. But
we had our
I noticed
this week it was good.
I noticed from last week to this week everybody was on the same page and everybody was so much more positive with each other, and so I think it helped the team as a whole.
Yeah, oh, for sure, that'll definitely help. Spinelli's came out, they're so good this year. They keep putting up 50 points regularly. Sucks that they beat up on the Jenner team, but
yeah.
You play who you play. Tox and Woodpeckers, Tom, do you know anything about your team's game there? I know that
no,
Tommy Hughes had
Jeff
all
May.
Four touchdowns.
Did Jeff May quarterback?
Yes,
yeah.
Jeff May. I only saw one play, and it was Tommy making a low catch and getting kneed in the back of the head, and I went, eh.
That'll
sum it
there.
Up. Yeah, okay. Tommy's there. He said, make sure you say in the podcast that I had all four touchdowns. So congrats, Tommy.
Right.
Congrats
yeah.
to you, bud. There you go.
Very proud.
I love it. What else happened? Oh, so Eyes Downtown and Why So Serious. Why So Serious scored at the end of the game, and they went for two to win.
Nice.
And allegedly, there was like a pretty blatant pass interference on the last play.
There you go.
I only know this because Like, Blaze was had it on video? I don't know why. I don't know if Bobby pays him I don't know. I only know it's because he was refereeing our Bullet Club game, and I saw him talking to Adrian on the sideline and showing, like, oh, you could see it's pass interference right here, but they didn't call it. So was he, like, I think showing it for why so serious? Like, they
Blaze is, like, the coach or the biggest supporter
sounds
of
like
Bobby.
He, sounds like he's the camera guy.
Yeah.
I also heard that Why So Serious was playing with three girls.
They might have been.
So the fact that they only lost by one is great for them.
Yeah, that's amazing. So that's a really cool game. I wish they would have got the win. That would have been, that'd made D1's getting slightly exciting after starting off kind of really, really boring. No offense, but you get what I'm saying.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
And that's cool. Oh, XDC Slytherin. That game was close the whole time, and Slytherin scored on a bomb at the end to win the game.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Like, I think XDC didn't score on 6-0, like, near the end, and because, like, Stegs almost had a touchdown that he just missed. And then, went the other way, and I don't remember what happened, but I turned around, and it sounds like a bomb, and people went, oh my god, they just had a walk-off touchdown win, which is always super cool to, like, have that happen. And, I think that's all of our games that we talked about at 12 o'clock, so let's move on to 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, Wolfpack, 32 to Gray Hair Don't Care, 23, Losing Streak, 38 to Bullet Club, 26, Buffalo Vice, 42 to Not So Sticky, 37, Puckett All-Stars, 43 to ILF, 30.
You could say the whole thing.
No, it's stupid.
Okay.
TMA 18 to Travis Henry's Kids 25.
Okay, Angela, let's talk about it. I mean, you've been playing. It's ILF is your team, right?
Yes.
Like, you're the captain.
Yeah. Right? Brought over from Game On. Right. They have the handsome redhead Jason, Alex Baker's on there. Dave's our QB now, and Dave is just like such a uplifting, positive figure. Where,
like, a father figure.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like that. Only to some of us, but
most of us.
You know, he's just so uplifting. Like, if something goes wrong, immediately, even if it's not his fault, I was like, hey, that's me. I got to do better. When clearly, like, you know, I could mess up and, you know, give the other team a ball. The game itself, Puckett All-Stars, it was windy. They had a lot of deep balls. The QB, I don't know his name, but I've seen him many times. He throws a great ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see why your prediction for D5 is that team, although I'm a little hurt about it. they played great. We had a few interceptions against us. I think my friend Jason, he had one big knockdown at the end trying to save the game, but we just couldn't pull it out in the end.
All right, that's cool. So. Hey, whatever. I mean, you guys are still sort of learning at the same time. And like we said, Puckett's been around for maybe 1,200 years at this point.
I realize that I've actually played them before in D3 with Sticky, like a few years ago.
Yeah. There was a time where they I think they're in D5, and in the course of like 3 seasons, they moved all the way up to D3 because they just kept winning. Like, they won... Yeah. D4 is like a 7 seed.
Yeah.
Because I guess they just don't have a ton of people show up during the regular season.
Yeah.
And then what ends up happening is they show up for the playoffs. Yeah. And you're like,
they only had one sub. So
there you go. So that's pretty much that. Emily, were you wearing a Not So Sticky jersey? Were you in bright yellow? Were you on that team today?
Yeah, I subbed for them.
How'd that game go?
Not So Sticky was actually up almost the entire game except for the last drive.
Oh, well, Garrett was QB'd, right?
Garrett QB'd, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was actually a pretty good game for Not So Sticky. If it wasn't for that last drive,
they would have took it.
Yeah.
It was funny. I only looked over once because I was on the field next to you guys getting beat up in my game. But all I saw was just Andy Clark throwing like full field touchdowns. And I went, oh, that might be going really poorly.
That was their game plan, is he would throw it to Dan Gonzalez.
I think that's exactly what
he
I saw.
He did like 3 passes like that in a row.
And it worked every time?
And then Not So Sticky got smart and changed their defense. And
there it is.
Oh. Yeah.
How about that? Getting smart. It'll definitely help for you. Same thing for Travis Henry's Kids in TMA. I did see another full field pass touchdown that happened there. What? You have anything to say?
Oh, yeah. I was watching this game just because it was next to me.
Please tell me.
They won on the last play, right? They won on the last play, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, no shit.
I was actually talking to John, the QB of Travis Henry's Kids, because they used to be called something else before.
What was it? Retain information.
It was,
what is wrong?
Initially, it was like Perfect Strangers, and then
that's a great team.
What's
name.
The? Well, because they all met and they're all like from different states, whatever.
Okay.
And but then they had another team called Philly Special because one of the guys is from Philadelphia.
Okay.
Peter, blonde hair, very tall. He's okay. Anyways, so they were playing, and John loves to throw deep balls, and he said, I have the male athletes that play in D4, D3, you know, which I would agree, some of the guys he has, Josh Weidman, very good, Peter, there's this kid Alex who just runs great routes, all of them can just catch the ball, and I think they're learning to adjust to the speed of toppers, right, because it's a different speed, rather than Game On.
Absolutely, so. I know that.
But there was one guy on Team A who, got hit in the In the shoulder. The ball went like sky high, like maybe 15 feet, and then he just dove and like caught it for the opening touchdown. It was great.
That's spectacular. Yes.
I like. I don't know who he was, but
doesn't matter. It's good. It was a fun touchdown. Cool. Well, our team really likes being bad at football sometimes, and it's been pretty much a whole season of it. No, I don't. Man, losing streak just came out, and they just kept scoring. Like, they scored right off the bat, and then I think they had an interception where that they turned that into more points. We had a lot of plays where, like, we would get to 6-0, and then, like, we had one play where Scotty threw it right to Sarah, wide open, hit her in the hands, dropped it.
Yeah, a little bit tough.
That's, like, that's 8 points right off the board. There was a couple other ones the same way. Like, basically, our biggest problem is, like, our defense when we get close to the end zone. We don't know exactly where to go, so, like, they find the hole, and they, like they take, I think it was Ralph. Ralph is one of the taller guys on losing streak, and they just threw it over Jess. She's covering, but, like, she jumped. She got almost there, but she can only do so much, you know? And it's just, like, Jordan did a really good job of exploiting our weaknesses, and they were giving us 15, 20 yards on the sidelines the entire game, but we weren't taking it all the time. And I don't know why, but I'm not the quarterback. It's fine. And so, like, Scotty missed a couple throws he should have made, like, whatever, all these type of things. We had drops. It was just one of those things where it was another one where it's, like, well, if we make those plays, we win the game. But, yeah. Again, we didn't, so we lost. And that's, like, been the story for, like, I don't know, all of our losses. They were, like, one or two plays changed the entire game, kind of like you were saying with D1.
Yeah.
It feels the same way. Like, every game we're in, even though this one was, like, kind of more of a lot, the only game that we got beat up in was the A&A game. Like, that's the one that we just got destroyed. But it was most people's third game, so whatever. But that's an excuse. I don't like that. But I turned around. I watched part of the Wolfpack Gray Hair Don't Care game as well. And Gray Hair Don't Care was started off pretty good. Like, they were kind of scoring, I don't want to say at will because they only got 23, but it looked like they were kind of dominating. And then all of a sudden, Wolfpack just kind of like dialed it in, and you could tell. I was watching Ward sling it on the field next to me because I didn't want to watch my own game. So, but jokes, like he was playing really well. You know, like he was finding open receivers who were kind of like dropping it for him in like the first half that maybe should have been catches. Then all of a sudden, they started catching it. Like he found like Jay-Z, and all of a sudden, they just like really good comeback, really good game to watch. Like while you were being mad at your own game. So, shout out to Wolfpack for. I don't know, maybe they're one of those teams that we just talked about. Like, it's week six, so they're figuring it out, because they were a new team as well, you know?
I like to hear it, too, because Ward is such a nice guy.
He's the nicest guy in the league, yeah. 100%. And I'm sorry if I'm in... Andrew, you're one of the nicest people in the league, but Ward is nicer than you.
Well, he probably deserves it.
He's nicer, slightly taller, more handsome, and bigger.
I mean, I understand. Right. Wait, who is Ward?
He's out of your league.
Oh, okay.
He's out of your league. I love it. All right. Anything else to say about any of these games?
I just want to point out, so losing streak, I felt like they were losing early on in the season, but all of a sudden they got a 5-2 record and second place in the division.
Well, yeah, they're very good. I mean, they lost to you on the last play of the game. When your tremendous comeback, obviously. Yeah. And then their other game, their other loss, I thought, was one that happened like last second too. I can't remember.
It was A&A, wasn't it?
Yes, it was A&A. I think Maddie played really well that game.
Yeah.
So maybe they weren't in that game. Yeah. I can't remember, unfortunately. There's just too many games to try to remember. But, yeah, no, they've been very good all of their games. They beat Peachy Platoon with no problem. Like, they've been playing.
Peachy's good.
That was week one. Peachy always starts slow, though. And then they just ramp it up like they're doing again. But, yeah, no, they've had no problems just jumping into the league and being in D2, and they're a contender. And, I mean, they didn't even have all their players yesterday. Like, Chris Nelson wasn't there, which immediately should make a difference, but it didn't matter, you know. So, shout out to them, like, for sure. They're on more of a winning streak. Boo! I love it. Let's move on to 2 o'clock.
Okay, 2 o'clock game. Zach Attack 38 to University Wealth Management 0. Bipolar 42 to Blitzkrieg 34. Practice Squad 32 to Cunning Sense 43. And Juiced 12 to Tater Tots 44.
Well, we'll just talk about it. Like, I mean, Tater Tots is the best team in D6. And Juiced is not, and that's why you get 44-12 without a problem, whatever you're going to do there. Zach Attack is the best team in D5. University Wealth Management, they are the worst team in D5. There's your 38-0 score. Like, these are not surprising things. But let's talk about the Stunts game, Emily. What happened? Because Stunts Practice Squad, that's an awesome game. So,
yeah, it was a good matchup.
43-32 is cool. How many people, was a lot of people missing from both sides? Or
we had one sub for us.
Who?
We had... we had Tammy who would come in on defense and Jill would come in on offense.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't have a sub. You just had one sub for
right,
the roster.
Right, exactly. So we didn't actually have a sub. We had one girl.
That's fair.
Waiting to play.
So what happened in the game then?
I actually thought it was a really good matchup. It was definitely back and forth, and their girls are really good.
Yeah.
We got that one score, we got that momentum going, then we got another, and then they just couldn't.
Any turnovers?
No. So not on either side.
Really?
What did Kenny do?
Kenny did well, but since Renee is on the Suns, I'm going to have to say she's the better Lance.
Everybody knows that. Come on now. Don't be silly. Yeah, that's cool. So then, yeah, you lose Renee in that game because she's,
she played her practice squad,
right?
She did.
She just makes a choice. Like, you know what? I'm good here. That'd be fun. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're going to see them again. So this is a good preview for the future, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then Bipolar coming out and getting a win over Blitzkrieg. Yep. I don't know who Blitzkrieg had or didn't have.
They didn't have Allie.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That is a problem for them because she is definitely their best player. That makes a difference. Agreed. But at the same time, Bipolar Express also didn't have Allie. So
that kind of it's a win-win.
I guess it cancels out in a way.
Or lose-lose.
Right? So, I mean, good job on the girls for getting the win over Blitzkrieg. I'm pretty sure I saw Alex and Light Red Hoodie Guy and the rest of the guys on Blitzkrieg. So I think they had everybody else, which is cool. But that's a big one. You always like seeing the gender teams win because who doesn't? Like, honestly, truly, who doesn't? Like...
Well, free ballers with stunts wins in D4.
Yeah, it's not great.
Get better. Just get better.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
This is why nobody knew who you were for a decade. Anyway.
All right.
I'm glad we know you now.
Agreed.
That's all I could have. It's cool. All right, let's just run to 3 o'clock so we can finish out these games.
3 o'clock, Mountain Dumy 22 to Losing Streak 55, Woodpeckers 28 to Itches and O's 34, the Angels 25 to Top Shot 56, Jabronis 27 to Cobblestone 23, the Bams 22 to Zach Attack 31.
Did you see the Top Shot Angels game? Because I know you said that they kind of called it.
I did.
I was playing next to them for Jabronis, so I caught a bunch of it. I saw a ton of interceptions.
Bobby threw a ton of interceptions from the girls when they were coming back on the sidelines.
Yes.
Was?
Bobby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Bobby was throwing for the Angels, and he was
the third string quarterback. I mean, they have Maddie, obviously, and then Bro couldn't be there, so Bobby comes in. And what do you think happens when you put in your third string quarterback?
I think the amount of times I heard Bobby just throw me the fucking ball.
Oh, boy.
By Margo.
Through the roof. Yeah, by Margo. Oh, many times.
He better have her. He's also stabbed right now. That's crazy. So... I mean, good work, Top Shot again. Wasn't Top Shot missing people too?
No, Chris Nelson.
Yeah, they didn't have Chris Nelson.
Did Dylan?
Their QB. Garrett threw.
Garrett threw a lot this week. Apparently, he's really trying to get his head shaved. That's fun. you said it. You played for Jabronis. So, what happened in that matchup?
It was honestly a good matchup I think it was Cobblestone's best game I've seen him play so far.
Ooh, like in existence or like just this year?
This year.
Okay.
And it was a lot of back and forth, and Jabroni's just, I think...
The quarterback matchup there that I would like to see.
Yeah.
Right, Miano versus Darryl. I love that matchup.
In the end, I think Jabroni's just ended up with the ball ass, and...
That's all, just runs it out the clock, that's cool.
Joe throws a great deep ball.
He does! So, yeah. He actually threw a great one in the wind, too. Mm-hmm. I saw him throw it, I was like, wow, that's...
It's been really fun. I think we've said this before, but I don't really care. I'll give him the shout-out again. Because I know he started not too long ago being a quarterback. And
D6.
Seeing his progression has been fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they worked all the way up to D2, and then, I know they had roster issues or whatever, so they dropped back down.
Blame Eric for that one.
Yeah, so.
Well, playing with him has been fun, too.
Eric.
To watch.
Jerk. But, Miano's awesome, and I'm glad that he's performing well. Jabronis is a team to look out for in D4, for sure.
Yeah.
It goes without saying that Zag Attack, again, is the team to look out for in D5. They just another team they played in the Bams, and they just shut them down. And, if the Bams can't score, then that's where Zag Attack wins. Like, their bread and butter is their really, really good defense. Although, they did put up some points today. You can't really count points against University Wealth Management. Sorry, various colors that are listening to this. But, but to shut down the Bams, put up 31 against them, that's good. I think they're the most sure thing for a championship out of our five division or six divisions.
Yeah.
So that would be my bet. That's the safe money. Losing Streak came out and played Mountain Dumy, and it was the second game for both of those teams, and just pounded them. Apparently, both teams are really fast. Obviously, but one team is taller. Right?
Yes.
That's what
Losing Streak is clearly taller.
I think that's what I was reading. So yeah, I mean that's what happens, and it looked like it turned out that way. There's not much you can do about it. Itches and O's for all of their all the bitches from Itches definitely didn't matter in this game. They came out and played the Woodpeckers and were almost the first team to lose to the Woodpeckers, but they weren't. They won by a touchdown, so hopefully everybody's cool, and after passes were caught, people stood still and people were happier this time. If not, whatever. Sorry again to the Woodpeckers, who Again, we were wrong. We'll own it, but again, don't show up looking like, again, the Monstars from Space Jam or whatever.
That's exactly what it looked like.
That's. I walked over to that first game and Boccio said that, and I went, that's right. I like that the most, so I'll give Bocci the shout out there, but he doesn't listen to this, so it's fine. And that's it, right? That's every game. We touched every game. Everything's super cool, super rad. It was a fun week. I mean, we had a ton of fun at the bar, too. Like, it was popping. It was definitely popping.
It was fun.
Usually this is the time where we do our, what do we do, like winners and losers and all this other jazz. Sure. So we're going to go around the room here. And Deke, we're going to start with you because you're my left.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to start with you, Andrew, because Deke was not ready for
that. I was ready.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you say damn then? Like you weren't ready.
Damn,
like
I'm ready.
It's like a catchphrase. All right. Yes.
My mistake. All right, so give me your winners and losers from this week.
I think as a loser in general, it was the weather. Okay. I will complain about it until the day I die. I hate being cold. It was very windy. Field 3 and 4 are uphill, so uphill against the wind is just
the worst.
Awful combination.
Yeah, I could see that being terrible.
Yeah. Winner, I got to give a shout out to my quarterback, George Lombardo.
All right.
He had some nice balls in that wind. And
balls. We're all 7 years old. Balls.
But keeps us head on straight. I think we got a good shot at D4 in the playoffs if our whole team makes it. So.
Why do you say like that? They won't make it?
Listen, everyone's got a lot of things going on. We're going to beat the Suns if I'm playing, so. We'll make a little side action.
Wow. Okay. Shots
we will
fired?
Have a bet.
Absolutely, we will.
Did you already play? Did you already have a game?
We did, and we won.
I was in Florida.
That's so. I get what you're saying at that.
I was missing, too.
Is it a ladder match soon? Can they play sooner
there's
than
a ladder
later?
Match this week. I got to put the schedule together.
Oh, we don't know yet. Oh, man, I really hope you guys end up playing each other.
No, I think there's too many teams in our division.
You guys don't have
we don't have a ladder match.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's exciting. We'll figure it out.
We'll plan on time.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, that's fine. If not, we'll have like a charity event where you guys are going to bet something on something and the Stunts are going
to
blow you.
I'm a big gambler, so I'm ready to go.
Don't say that here because that's going to make us do stuff. I love it. All right, that's cool. So, Andrew, we're going to move on to you then. Wait, no. Loser was weather. We're cool here. Moving on. Yeah. Andrew.
I'm going to say my loser is like just, people who just miss out on a fun week. I know like people have things going on and
like golf tournaments.
Yeah, golf tournaments or like other lame things that aren't TSO. But it was just so much fun this weekend. Like even with the weather being kind of crappy, I thought it was a great time. So I think people missed out there. For a winner, I'm gonna go with my friend Jeremy. He braided his hair
and
he was acting European, kissing everyone on the cheeks, like "Hello, bonjour, how are you?"
Is that a winner?
Yeah.
How early does he start drinking on Saturdays?
Well, he's there for Breakfast Club. So,
Friday night.
Yeah. 9 a.m., he's there going.
He's Dave Walter's son. Of course, he doesn't stop drinking.
Yeah.
He starts drinking on Saturday on Friday. So,
yeah.
So. Do they even have pictures of it? I got to see this braided hair.
I'm sure.
There are pictures. Yeah.
It looked good.
Yeah.
Better than that, actually.
Was it Kayla that just started braiding a whole bunch
of hair? Yeah, she braided like five people's hair.
She did the twins. Mm-hmm. She did Jeremy's.
Yep, I remember that.
Riley, I think also
did her. I'll go over here.
Yeah, right.
She did Val's hair, too, so I remember that. Because I was like, when did this happen? And she's like, well, actually, Kayla just started doing it to everybody.
Braiding is a new thing, because Nicole Sherrick is also braiding now for like Braid Babes or whatever. And like a lot of girls are.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is Braid Babes?
I think it's like a.
No, you know.
I know what it is.
Tell me what it is.
So it's like a, how people like sell nails or like whatever. Like they do appointments where Nicole goes and she'll just like braid people's hair, like as a service for like money for like weddings or whatever.
That's a good.
Yeah. Business. I mean, I don't know if it is, but I mean, I guess people
it
like that
like
hair.
It could sounds be. I have no idea.
So I think a lot of people are doing the braids now. I think Kayla got jealous.
I need my hair braided. Yeah.
I want Jeff to get his beard braided personally.
He should do that. He'd be great.
Oh, yeah, like a Viking?
How do we make that bet for him so he loses it?
I don't know. We'll have to brainstorm.
He'll have to do it for his wedding.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great.
Christine would be so pissed we're not doing that.
Yeah.
They're going to get married again next year, so.
Yes, it's a yearly thing.
Every year we do a Kroll wedding.
Every year.
Next year's the one with B's brother, then.
Oh, yeah.
Fine, count it.
Ooh, we should make it this year.
We should make it this year, but...
Surprise.
I don't think that's the good kind of surprise they're going to want.
Still.
I want it, but they won't want it. So that's fine.
Do you have a plus one?
No. Yes? Oh. Yes.
Bring
him out?
No, I just brought Val because she already knows everybody's easier.
Lame.
I didn't know. It was like last second. He was like, oh, hey, by the way, we can bring people again. I was like, oh, jeez, I don't have time to find like eight, so screw it. All
right.
I was like, oh, the important people are going, so let's go.
All right.
It's you, right?
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah.
My dance partner?
Sure.
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, you're too excited.
You're way too excited about it.
Well, I thought sure is very uncommitted.
You need to be cool about it.
Oh. Whatevs.
Let me check the calendar.
See, maybe we're back. Now I don't know. I love it. Emily, let's go move on to your with your winners and losers.
Winners was everybody who stepped up and subbed this week, for everybody who was missing for a golf tournament.
That's a good one. That is a good one. I love the shit on top. Wow. I can't wait to see who your winners and losers are. So moving on.
Low or losers would, it would have to be the weather. The weather was cold.
That was already taken. You got to pick a new one. You can't call it. I'm not low.
So anybody who decided that they said they weren't going to play for the league anymore would be my loser. Because it's co-ed toppers league. That's
Just take
your loss and move on.
See, I'm going to still say it anyway because I'm going to be more mean about it. But Topper, who are your winners and losers for the week?
Well,
I can't wait for your final thoughts too.
What did you shoot?
Well, it was a scramble.
Oh, okay.
So,
did you help your team or hurt?
I did actually.
Go on.
Yeah, like the second hole, I made like a 24-foot putt.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, guys.
So you're the winner.
I'm like, I peaked. Peaked at the second.
Finally, finally.
That's
you
when
peaked.
He had the best buzz, and then from there, it just was, he was just too drunk, and then
slamming bottles and bags of wine.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys gotta get down to Elgo, man. That's a fun town.
Look at those. I love Elgo. A good time. Yeah. Balloons.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Limo bus.
We can get down.
Oh, absolutely.
We can do it just in the off season. Let's go to your special getaway and just have a stupid day.
Topper's special getaway.
He has one. That's not even a joke, man. He's got a Bunkerville house now that he's.
I'll pay for the limo bus.
Oh, boy. Did you hear that? Well, he said he's going to the limo bus. It's done.
Limo bus.
Big fan of limo buses.
Oh, sorry.
that was loud.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So that was my winner? Was that my winner?
Your winner's you, yes.
Yeah.
Can your loser also be you? Missing out.
You can make it rain on my.
No, you can make it whatever you want to be. If you want to, you got a better one. Go ahead.
You know, it sounds like I missed a lot of fun yesterday.
Like, you always miss. Like if you don't show up, you're gonna miss fun.
I'm gonna go out myself as the loser of the day.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. Good.
But it's like it's what happened like 3 times in 10 years. I haven't been there on a Saturday.
We forgive you.
So,
and you have a life outside of football. We get it.
Yeah, I don't say this to be like weird about it, but I think
I don't.
This is the first time. Ever in the history of the league that there wasn't at least you, Lenny, or Ramirez at the field, right? So, like, this is, like, a first for us.
That's true.
I thought we were out of first, but here we are. So that was super exciting.
Yeah.
And
I see that the power didn't go to your head.
No, not at all.
No, that shirt doesn't tell us that.
My shirt is awesome, and I made Jeff Kroll make it for me, and it was better because I asserted my JK dominance, and then he made his own Jeff Kroll shirt, too, and it ripped me off a little bit, and I was slightly mad about it. I wanted him to have his own JK shirt.
Well, the Godfather did say that the JK, Jeff Kroll, okay.
That's true. Somebody else, who was I talking to? I think it was Scott Keller. He was like, yeah, I heard you talk about the JKSL and how you needed a third person. That didn't make sense to me. And then I realized that Jeff Kroll is also a JK.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's pretty much where we got the JKSL from originally. But
are there other JKs in the league?
I don't know. We actually got to find them. We were talking about how we need to find them, but there's probably like awful ones that we don't want on the team.
Yeah.
So the JK team, apparently, that we're slowly existing with. I don't know. We're just making shit up as we go. It's the best part. Yeah. So, yeah, so that comes to my winners and losers. My winners, I'm going to do an easy cop out here and just go into my girls. Like, my girls on Lenny's Ladies are great. They're fantastic. Like, I mean, all of them are individually great in their co-ed teams. Like, some of them are MVPs. But none of them have really, like, played, playing deep safety, playing these other things. And I've watched them week after week now get better at it and better at it. And finally, like, their hard work and playing hard, you know, like, to this week, against Graves Brothers, like, came to fruition. Like, hey, cool, we're figuring out. Now they got a big win. Everybody's kind of pumped about it, and, like, that's what I always want.
Was there an after party?
I mean, no, because people had to go. Right.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend, like, ruins all that stuff. So
the after party is going to be celebrated next week.
Oh, right. We'll get into final thoughts, man. Please hold on.
All right.
My loser of the week. I don't know. Actually, you know what? My other winner of the week is everybody who stepped up to referee. Like, we were talking about, like, you were talking about subs for people in games, but refereeing was hard. Like, it was hard finding people to ref, and it was so bad that I had to be put on the schedule, but I definitely pawned my ref schedule off to Raw Dog because I wasn't going to do it. But if you have to ask me to ref, like, that's how bad it gets because I hate it. It's my least favorite thing. But people do it, and they do excellent jobs. I'll give a shout-out to Chris, this kid Chris, who I think he's on the Woodpeckers, but he repped the Bullet Club game.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
He repped. He's
while his team was playing.
Oh, Chris. Yes. I know which one. Chris
he repped. Yeah, he repped a game instead of playing for his team, which I think is super cool. Yes. Or it's super. Or it's super telling about how fun it is to play for the Woodpeckers. But it was the second game of all time ever, and he made mistakes. Absolutely made mistakes. And man, angry Zach and Gordon are not the people you want to make mistakes against. But, he missed an offsides. He didn't realize what he was supposed to look at sometimes. So, like, I talked to him about it. And you know how some people, when you talk to them, they're like, I know what I'm doing. Get the fuck away from here. They don't want to listen to criticism. He was like, that's my mistake. I'm sorry. He was super positive. He took all the feedback. He was just like, being a knowledge sponge in that way, and he was getting better as time went on, and that's what you like to see. So it's super cool. A lot of people say they always want to help ref, but they don't know when like they need help. So we got to figure out a way to like get that word out more somehow. Like I know we have a ref school. We had a ref school.
Yeah.
When?
That's where Coach Jay came from.
Yeah, you should definitely do another ref school because I would do it.
I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, Lenny.
I mean, I believe everything about it, but yeah. I didn't know we had a ref school.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. We should have another ref school. Yeah. There's enough people that want to like fill in and stuff. So I don't think because like it felt. I'll admit, like Todd, you can jump in here. It felt like we were struggling to find, like we really were, like, and it sucked because Jay wasn't going to be there. You know, Jay was doing his whatever he was doing, but it felt really hard to get people to ref. And I feel like we have a lot more options than we realize. So if we can get on that somehow and just make it a little bit easier for everybody, that's super cool. Loser of the week. Well, Emily sort of stole the Steve Moser train, but yeah, no. If you're gonna anybody who ever tries to big dick energy, oh, if I leave, you guys are gonna, it's gonna be bad PR for the, nobody fucking cares, and that pisses me off when people say that shit. Nobody is above this league. Like, you don't act like oh, bad PR for us. Oh no, we're still the best league ever, and we got better because we lost bad talent. Fuck that. Exactly. Don't like. I'm mad. I'm bitter about it. So I'm talking more shit than I want to, but. Don't ever do that. Don't scream at people. You don't like some of the rule book. I get it, but you don't have to act like a dick about it. Because guess what? Like Deke said earlier, that play had nothing to do with you getting the crap kicked out. 51-0 with 16 minutes to go. 16 minutes to go. This could have been a 70-0 game at this point. Like, you're lucky that it wasn't worse. Don't be a dick. Like, just don't. How hard is that for people? I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
At any point in time.
Yeah, I just hate that. We don't really have a lot of dicks in this league. We're kind of blessed in that way. There's always going to be a handful. You can't have 600 people and then, you know, expect everybody to be perfect. But, man, just, like, there's better ways to go about it, bro. Like, I don't care. And don't ever threaten, like, how bad the league's going to be because you leave. It's not about that life. But that's it. We're going to go to our final thoughts. This is what we do all the time. Do you listen to the podcast?
I do.
Man, you know how many people actually listen to this thing? Lenny used to tell me, like, 300 people did. And I was like, well, it's Lenny, so that means, like, 30. No. He might have been right. It's ridiculous. Some people are like, I love the podcast. I heard it. I'm like, I had no idea you listened to it. This is spectacular. So, hi, everybody who listens to the podcast. But, Deke, please, give me your final thoughts.
You should have started with that.
I know. Ending with that's fine.
Shut up, Todd. An hour and a half. You didn't even show up this week.
I hate
All right, please, sir. Your final thoughts of the week.
Listen, it was a good week of football. You know, got 2 wins. I'm very happy. Wish the weather was a little nicer. You know, it's going to be June 1st. But I'm ready for next week.
Always
ready to get after it.
I cannot wait for that. Sir,
my final thoughts are, like, I'm hoping in the fall that there are more D1 teams. Not because I'm sick of playing the same people over and over again, but I feel like there are teams in D2 that could easily come up and, you know, have a better D1. So it's not this three-headed monster of tight ends, public enemy, eyes downtown. Right? I think that could become better. I know Topper, you know, you went in and then you put your tail between your legs and, like, ran away from D1. But I feel like there's other teams that can do this also. You know,
he's not wrong. It happened.
But also, you're sick of playing the same 3 teams.
Right. I mean, there's only so many times I want to look at Tommy Hughes in a season.
I'll make all the decisions for my team. I'll just say that.
Remember, Topper does not run his own team. It's just you think he does because, like, he should.
Of course,
Drew runs it. You're right, though. Mm-hmm. We talked about that in the offseason, too, about before the season started, about trying to move people up and stuff. But we couldn't really tell who was going to be good or what was going to happen. Right. It was hard to tell after COVID, but
I feel like losing streak might come up.
It would be cool. I hope so. I hope whoever wins D1 does move up. Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not a Travis team, they will probably. But
if Bullet Club wins, are you guys going up?
We have to. I can't talk a lot of shit and then not do it.
Yeah.
But luckily, okay. I think we're going to get murdered. So
it's also on the record now. So
whatever. I don't care. I would do it. Mm-hmm. I would just do it to do it. And we lose, we go back down. But at least we tried. But shout out to you guys because Jeff was saying last week you guys aren't even going to go back down. So
no,
that's
never.
Really cool. I really like that you're sticking around.
Yeah.
So does that mean you're never going to get Baker back then? Because I thought he might come back.
That's a point of discussion that we have every week when we're all drunk and pissy. I don't think we'll ever get Dave back.
Good.
I think he's going to be on tight ends.
You're better off.
Yeah.
Better off.
We have Kevin now, who's, you know, older.
I don't even know what a Kevin is.
Kevin Zach.
Oh, you know? That's right. I didn't realize he was cool. on the team.
Yeah. He has a shirt.
Kevin Zach's way better. Oh, everybody has a shirt. That doesn't mean anything. Well,
okay.
Jeff has a shirt for every person in the league already made in his basement for whenever he needs it.
Yeah, Topper has a shirt just waiting.
And cutouts.
Right?
Yeah. We all have,
Dave Baker cutouts.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Various ones that he just brings when he needs to.
I can't
put that next to, like, any of the girl cutouts I have in the garage.
Whoa. That's because, never mind. We won't get into that. This is why we're not a video podcast. Emily, what do you got for your final thoughts?
I think my final thoughts are the same every week, but it's the same as I've said multiple times, is I'm just very grateful for the league and everyone who puts their time and effort into it to run it. So thank you guys so much, because without you, we would not have such a good league. And
are you talking to Joe K this week only?
And yes.
Not Topper at all?
No, Topper had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking to Toppers behind the scenes that printed out the scores.
I think that was Jeff also.
I'm so mad.
I said, Emily's going to love this. Yeah.
Why can't you just print it out every week? That's all we need.
Or because he did not do this.
Oh.
I did print it out for her, though.
Oh. Yeah. Well, thank you. Then, yes, I am talking to Topper.
You can print out the bullshit scores you do. It's still print out instead of the tiny picture. Yeah, you could. You will.
All right, then.
There we go.
But, yes, thank you for everybody who puts their time, effort, energy into making this league so great.
It's awesome. Thank you. People say that pretty much every time they come on, but I love it. I love hearing it every time. Mm-hmm. It's still great because a lot of people do put in a lot more work than I do here. I just get to talk on a microphone every now and then. But yeah, you're right. People do a lot and they dedicate their time to it and they just thoroughly enjoy doing it. So it's one of the best things ever. So I agree with you completely. So thank you for that again. All right, bud. What you got for us to end up here for this week that you knew everything about?
These long weekends are catching up. No, I'm just saying, I'm sorry I missed things yesterday.
Don't be.
Godfather and I, have to catch up and get filled in on everything.
Play golf together. Either.
Yeah.
Golf together.
No, what a shitty weekend, though, to take off.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just the weather. I mean, yeah.
It was even bad where you were?
It was just like 10 to 15 degrees warmer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything would have been nicer.
Less windy.
Oh.
Gross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody hates the weather. I felt like it wasn't that bad yesterday. Was that oblivious to everything?
The morning was cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The afternoon was okay.
If you're on the field playing, it's not as bad. But
that's probably what it was.
Because it's like, fuck.
That's probably what it was. Because I was throwing for Breakfast Club and then playing defense because we didn't have any subs. So, like, I guess maybe I was just moving too much, which is not really a problem I tend to have, but here we are. But, yeah. It did suck without you, but, it's fine.
We got through it.
But hey, if you're going to miss a week, isn't this the week to miss, though? Like, absolutely. The shitty weather, man. Yeah, week?
And a lot of people weren't there because Memorial Day weekend,
everyone else missed anyway, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right, I guess it's my final thought, which is cool. I like me. It's fine. I will say, real quick, shout out to Jeff Kroll because he does a lot for the league, and he stepped up larger than ever in Topper's absence to, like, he took all of the stuff that Topper has to carry to and fro the field each week, and he brought it all in the bus. He was there at 8 o'clock. He was, because we got a message at like 8:02. He's like, I'm amazed at how much it can pour on these fields are just still not
hard
mud pits. Yeah. It's crazy. So I was amazed that he gets there that early, because Jesus, no way. But no, he put in a lot of time and effort. He made a lot of stuff happen with the scores, with everything. Jeff is maybe even a little underrated in how much he does for the league. It's really cool. He was always the first person to like watch the gate when we had to do that. It's like he explained before, that's why he doesn't get to play in Breakfast Club, because he knew we would need somebody and everybody else that would normally watch it plays. So a bunch of cool stuff. Like he's very selfless when it comes to the league, so he deserves more of a shout out than maybe he gets here. There's not a thing he doesn't do, so it's really cool. That's pretty much it for me. Next weekend is going to be awesome. Anybody who's listening to this, you need to be at the fields next weekend. It would be a bummer if you missed it for any reason, be it, even if it's like your friend's wedding shower, don't go to it. It's not worth it.
Lame. I'm not that good of a friend.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. You don't need to be there. It'll be a blast.
Weddings next week.
No.
Right?
Yeah. I actually have prom next week for my school.
Okay.
So that's cool.
Who are you taking?
I haven't decided yet.
So many juniors looking to go with you. But don't be that weirdo. Please don't be that weirdo. No, all right. But Topper, like we said, we have a reggae band coming, correct?
Reggae
from
band.
Oh, noon to 3. So hopefully the weather will be. Did you check the weather already?
Yeah, it looks like it's about
supposed to be 80.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Weekend. That's going to be super cool. Like, mm-hmm. Don't miss it. It'll be it's just going to be a blast. I had spoken with Lauren. I probably should tell you this off air, but I don't really care. She couldn't get, they're not doing promotion girls for Labatt's yet, but she's going to get some, she said she's going to get some giveaways and stuff. So we'll have whatever. Let's get some glasses and coasters. I don't really care. Lauren, if you listen to this, I want sunglasses. So if that's a possibility, make it happen for me. Thank you.
I can get you those.
What? Oh, ooh. This is why where have you been the last 10 years of my life? I love it.
We're going to have to do a separate show of like the last 10 years of Deke.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. I'm ready to go.
A decade of Deke. I love all of this already. But no, it's amazing. So shout out to a lot of people who are going to make next week just really great. Everybody just have a blast. Are we doing Duck Tank or no? Somebody asked me that.
I can look into it.
Because here's the thing. Here's why I'm going to tell you this. Because Lauren, the Bachelorette, asked me about that. And I said, if we do, you have to do it. And she said, I'll do it. So I don't know if she was drunk or not. I don't really care. But that's Topper's side for I have to get a dunk tank. You just went, I got to get a dunk tank. Which, first off, you should have bought the dunk tank because you've paid for it basically already.
With how many times you've rented it? There?
Yeah.
Do you think we get Cookie and Elmo to hang out?
Okay, I got it.
Well, he's rather...
What about the ice cream truck? Is that happening?
I did get the ice cream truck. That got expensive.
Did it really? Because I remember that you had messaged it before. The ice cream truck was amazing. I can't believe you.
But I did like the competition that emerged at the bar after with some of the people.
Wait.
About this or no?
Maybe I'm old. I forget shit. What happened? Tell the people who don't know.
There's a different Trish, not Trisha.
Yes.
But that Trish and Matty Ice were doing. Deep throating.
Oh Jesus!
Wow.
So Matty won,
the
but
popsicles. I mean, it was fun.
Was it? Because it sounds like a blast. It sounds like a riot. Who won though?
Matty, obviously.
I think Matt did win.
Yeah.
I knew Zephyr would give the
answer. I have to look for the videos. I have them.
Oh, boy.
Post them.
Yeah, we can post them.
I like when you went to describe Trish, you went, not Trish.
Not Trish.
But she's still a miniature human. Trish is not bigger, that much bigger. Trish is bigger than Trisha. That's different, but.
Shout out to her, because I haven't seen her this session.
Yeah.
Where's she been?
I don't know.
Where you been, Trish?
I think she's fell in love. I think she's got a dude, because I think I see it on Facebook, so probably doesn't need football anymore, right?
Who does not need football?
Yeah.
Who does not need football? Oh, Jesus, that's too much. But yeah, so as we're wrapping up, because I forgot that's what we were doing, next week is going to be awesome. Yep. Ramir and Lenny Day. Wear orange. Wear orange for Ramir. Let's do that. If people can wear orange, let's make it an orange day. It'd be cool if you change your shirts and we had many people, like a sea of orange. I know that Ramir would actually love that. So the only people who have to worry about changing is everybody that isn't Travis, because he's going to wear orange regardless. I think that'd be really cool if we can do that. So spread the word, get people to wear orange as much as they can. If anybody has, except for Cobblestone, if you have your cool Lenny jerseys, you need to wear those. Nice. Like if Cobblestone,
I like that.
I have one of those too.
So that's cool. If you also have red visors, wear those.
Don't have that.
We should have red visors. We should have orange shirts, and we should just have a blast with it. So. Yeah, if you're coming to the fields, I believe Topper said it best, prepare to be there for a while. Not that most of us here aren't already prepping to do that, but
extra, all day, all night.
Extra prep to do that, and it'll be a blast. So can't wait for that. This week was great. Next week's going to be even better. Everybody, thank you for all that you do. Thank you again to Jeff Kroll for being amazing. Thank you to all of our referees who subbed. Thank you to Deke for being here, for Andrew for being here. Emily, you're always here. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Topper, we didn't really need you this week. But thank you for providing me with a place to do a podcast, I guess.
Your new studio.
So that's cool, yeah. My new studio. It's cool. It's my.
I dig it.
I'm probably going to move in here. I'm still homeless. I just live here. I just need our dogs to be okay. Other than that, it was a great one.
Other than the weather.
And I appreciate everybody here who listens. Oh, that was my last story. Damn it, I forgot my last story. So you were talking about Travis Henry Kidd's quarterback, John. Right?
Yeah.
So he was at the bar, and we were talking. He stuck around for a little bit. I think he's going to be one of the bachelors.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he likes to just chuck the ball, right?
Yes.
And so he was like, I can throw a goal line to goal line, no problem. And I said, let's go do it. We were both already a little drunk. So, yeah, this happened. So he said, okay, I'll do it right now. I'm like, all right, I'm already in on this. So we went to his car, got his football, went to field one, and I stood in the other end zone. He threw from the goal line. I gave him three shots. Never made it to the other goal line. He failed three times. He got close. He got to like the one point line. So, I mean, it wasn't like he couldn't chuck it, but did not get goal line to goal line. He's going to get one shot sober because he was, of course, blaming the alcohol after that. So,
naturally.
Next week, he's going to, John, if you're listening to this, which I think you are, you get one shot, bud. And if not, then you're going to get roasted. And that's where we're going to end our show today. Thank you again to everybody else. And we will talk to you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Cliff in Scotland, a child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain. Oh.
for the bus. A number one dad, trophy covered in rust. A nun duck to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls, such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.